Hey, yeah, you're handsome. Love your costume. Did you make it yourself? Oh, cool. I can tell that you put some effort into it. And thanks. Yeah, my succubus costume has seemed pretty popular tonight. I'm especially proud of the bat wings. Very demonic, right? It took ages to make. So, how's your night going? Find any cuties to spend the night with? Oh, I'm guessing not, considering you're all alone over here. Oh, the girl you came here with ditched you? That is just too cruel. A nice guy like you shouldn't be feeling so lonely on a night like this. We came here to have a good time, didn't we? Maybe I could spend some time with you instead. No, I'm not just teasing you, sweetie. In fact, I think you're just my type. I kind of like quiet guys like you. Staring, watching, thinking. And don't pretend like you weren't. I know you had your eyes on me. I know you were watching me. I'm not mad. You think I dressed up as a spirit of carnal desire to get annoyed when people leer at me? Why don't you tell me where you were staring specifically, huh? Was it my tits? Or was it the way I sway my ass as I walked by you? I kept doing it on purpose, you know. I wanted to see how you would react. You know, we've only just met, but I can tell you're a good guy. I'd hate to see you all lonely and miserable for the rest of the night. In fact, I think I can think of a few ways to cheer you up. Interested? Good. I have a hotel room a few blocks away from here. Come on, let's get going. We're here. Oh, is it a bit fancier than you were expecting? Yeah, turns out my mother is really good friends with a vampire who owns his hotel brand. She lets my sisters and I stay here whenever we want. Anyway, it's right over here. Come on. Now, to be honest, you had your eyes glued to my ass the whole time we walked here, didn't you? Now that's what I like to hear. Maybe we can treat your eyes to the rest of my body now, Lock the door, baby. Come here. Your hands found their way to my tips pretty fast. Go ahead, baby. Tug my costume down. Expose me. Oh, your hands feel so nice on me. Groping my breasts. Pinching my nipples. Oh, you can be rough. That's okay. For such a quiet guy, you sure know how to make me feel good. Oh, use your mouth. Take my nipple into your mouth and suck on it, please. Oh, give me your hand. I want you to feel something. Look at how wet I am for you. Pull my panties aside. Slide those fingers in. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you made me this wet, baby. Oh, those shoulders. Those gorgeous eyes. That growing bulge in your pants. Oh, bring those fingers to my mouth, baby. Let me clean those off. Kiss me again. And let me grab that cute little ass of yours as I tug these pants down. Oh shit! That is a gorgeous cock. Oh, I know I'm gonna have a lot of fun with this. Lie against the wall, baby. Let me kneel down before you and oh, let me get a taste of this cock. You taste as good as you look. Oh, your cock fits perfectly in my mouth. Not just the size, but the shape, too. I love feeling you grow even harder in my mouth. Baby, what's wrong? You look like you've seen a ghost. My eyes are glowing. Oh, that's just, would you believe me if I told you I was wearing a very special type of contact lens? No use, huh? Okay, well, let me just check my reflection. Yeah. Okay, my eyes are glowing. Would you like me to explain why? Well, how do I put this? Maybe it's because I'm not wearing a costume. Oh, don't look so scared, baby. Say it. Tell me what I am. A succubus. That's right. Cute and smart. Aren't you just a treat? I promise you have nothing to be afraid of, sweetie. See? Creature of passion that I am, I feed on sexual energy, and being around that many lustful humans in such a confined area, it's just delicious. I guess I couldn't contain myself any longer. But I don't want to hurt anyone. I'm not going to take your soul or make you my slave or anything scary like that. I just want to make you feel good. really good. So now you have a choice. You can give in to fear and run out of the room screaming about the scary succubus. I'm sure you'll have a lot of fun trying to convince anyone you met a real succubus on Halloween. You don't want all your friends to think that you're a delusional drunk, right? Or you can just lie back and accept a blowjob from the most gorgeous, most skillful woman you've ever met in your life. So what will it be, cutie? Will you give in to your fear or your lust? Good choice. You know, now that we're not holding back, I'm going to make you moan even louder for me. Let me give you a little taste. A long lick of this gorgeous, throbbing cock. All the way from base to tip. Do you like how I swirl my tongue around your head? Oh, you taste so good, baby. I've been needing a nice hard cock like yours for a while now. I'm gonna take you deep, baby. Moan for me. Whimper for me. So good. Now feel this, baby. Feel as my tongue wriggles along the underside of your shaft. Licking your balls, even as I take you all the way into my mouth. Grab my horns, baby. Take control of the pace. Bounce my face on your cock. Oh, for such a shy guy, you sure do like fucking women's faces. I need you to come for me, baby. Won't you give it to me? I promise I'll take such good care of your cum. Groan for me, baby. Let me hear the sounds you'll make as you come in my mouth. I'm gonna look right into your eyes as I swallow it all. I can feel you touching. Give it to me. Give me your cum. Come on. Come on. Come in my mouth, baby. Come in my mouth. Give me your... completely gone now, isn't it? Good. Are you feeling a little worn out? It's okay. Just rest for a moment. Feeding a succubus is tiring work. But you know, I can make you ready to go again in an instant. Just say the word. How does it work? Well, how much do you know about monsters? You know that we feed off sexual energy, right? Well, that power comes from the essence of life, the spirit, the soul. So I did just devour part of your soul, but not in the way that you are thinking. You see, the soul is an infinite resource, as long as you give it time to recover. When you come, some of your energy flows from your body to mine. But what a lot of people don't understand is the reverse is true as well. There needs to be an equilibrium. Some of my demonic energy flows into you as you pump your cum into me. That's what gives our lovers strength, stamina, to endure our appetites long enough for us to sate them. Would you like to feel it? I've been holding it back. Give me permission, baby. Let me give you power. Feel that? Feel how quickly it spreads. Pure lust, pure power spreading through your body. It's getting you ready for me again, baby. Look at how hard your cock is getting. You're already leaking some pre-cum. Let me just lick that off of you. Delicious. But now it's your turn, baby. Let me stand up and shimmy out of my dress. Watch my ass wiggle, baby. And watch me lean against the wall and bend over. Look at my perfect little peach of a pussy. This is where I need you next. I should warn you, the pussy of a succubus is not something to be underestimated. Once you choose to give it your cock, it's not going to want to let you go until it's satisfied. Will you feed me again, baby? Please, give it to me. Thrust your cock into my hungry little pussy and... Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, I thought your cock felt nice when it was inside my mouth, but this. Oh, having you all the way inside of me, it's perfect. Oh, does it feel nice for you too, baby? Can you feel how tightly my pussy is gripping you? Like it just wants to milk you dry. I can feel you getting harder inside of me. Do you like that idea, baby? Like the idea of me wringing the cum out of you with my cunt? Oh, grab my hips, baby. Thrust harder. Baby, make me really feel your cock. Oh, you feel so good. Yes. 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 Oh, God, you feel amazing. You feel amazing. Please, harder, harder, harder. Twitching, honey. Oh, are you getting close? Do you want to come? Oh, yes. Do you want to make a mess inside of my tight little cunt? I want you to. Oh, I want to feel you pump it all inside of me. As deep as you can get, baby. Oh, you're so deep. Yes. Give me your load. Oh, don't you think I deserve it? Don't you think that I've earned it? I want it so bad, baby. I want it so badly. I need to feel you spurting inside of me, please. Please, please. Yes. Yes. Yes, baby, yes. Oh, I feel you throbbing so much. Come for me. Come for me. Give me all of your cum, honey. Let it all out. I need it. I need your cum. I need your cum. Give me your cum. Give me your cum. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel you pulsing into me. It's so much. It's so warm. Oh. Of your cum, so much warm, potent cum inside of me, such incredible energy. Thank you for the treat, baby. You were exquisite. Now, let me tell you a little secret. Earlier, I told you that I'm a succubus. That's still true, but it's not quite the whole truth. I'm a Lilim. Do you know what that means? You are well informed for a human. Yes, it means that I'm a daughter of Lilith, ruler of monsters. Well, she's not really a ruler, but she does have an awful lot of influence. My name is Jules. I'm the youngest daughter for the moment, and I didn't come here just to feed and have fun. Since my parents have powers basically on the level of godhood, my sisters and I are the most powerful succubi in the world. And we Lilim have so much demonic energy inside of us, it's difficult to contain it all. It sort of seeps out of us all the time. I was holding back before, but there's no stopping it now. Look at your cock, honey, still hard as a rock. All that energy is taking hold of you, making you stronger and needier. Remember earlier how I mentioned equilibrium? That's about to come really important. You see, if the demonic energy inside you starts to outweigh the human side, if the balance tips towards monster, you'll change. Women become monsters. Men become incubi. And that's why I'm really here. You see, all my sisters, they've all been around for a lot longer than I have. They have followers. Bases of power. One of them has a cult. Another owns an entire city. The twins have an international conglomerate. My oldest sister basically owns her own pocket dimension. It's time that I started establishing my own base of power, gaining my own followers, and I'd like for you to be the first. Don't misunderstand me. This would be an arrangement that goes both ways. You won't be my slave or anything like that. We would both benefit. Now, I could just stand here and tell you everything it involves. It certainly wouldn't be right if you didn't know exactly what you're getting into, but I think it would be more fun to tease you a little while I explain. It would be a real shame to ignore that hard cock of yours. Let me stroke you. Baby, oh, your cock is still so slick from my pussy. Let my hands work your shaft up and down. Moan for me. Moan and let me explain. If we continue, you will be bound to me. You'll become my familiar. I'll be able to communicate with you at any time from any distance. I'll know where you are at all times, though not necessarily who you're with or what you're doing. And I'll be able to summon you to my side, though I won't do so without forewarning unless there's an emergency. You see, it wasn't just your loss that attracted me to you. It was your dissatisfaction. Your boredom. Your ambition. You aren't content just doing the 9-to-5 job day after day after day. You crave something of significance. You want to leave a real mark in the world. Am I wrong? Of course not. My succubus instincts reveal these desires as clearly as the words on paper. And since you're well informed, then you know that monsters are out for world domination. We don't want to hurt anyone. We just want to improve things for everyone. We want to make the world a more pleasurable place for everyone, to stamp out greed, hatred, and ignorance. Lofty goals, I know, but we have the time and the power, and if you join me, so will you. I won't ask much of you. No ritual sacrifices, no prayers or incantations. I won't order you to do things you find reprehensible, but if you accept, you'll be helping my family's ideas. Can you feel the power in the air, honey? The energy in my hand, flowing into your cock. Soon, you are going to have to make a choice. You will have to accept me or leave before my ambient power turns you, whether you want it or not. But we still have a bit longer before that happens. Why not let me treat you before you decide? I have something special in mind. But let me have a little taste of you first. Let me get a feel for these poor, overworked balls. They've been working so hard for me, producing so much potent, yummy cum, all for me. Let me suck on them a little. Let me show you my gratitude. These balls are still so heavy, baby. So full of cum for me to milk out of you. I know you're not satisfied yet. Will you let me make you cum again? You can stop this at any time, baby. Just tell me to stop and I'll stop. But I know you've been wanting to feel my tits pressed against your cock for a while now. You can turn away now, but you'll be unbearably horny for about a week while my energies wear off. But you'll always wonder. You'll always fantasize about the ecstasy you would have felt if you gave me permission. Please, baby, won't you let me indulge your fantasies? Good choice. Then let me envelop your cock with my tits. This is everything that you've imagined, honey. Watching the tip of your cock peek out between my bouncing tits. If you become my follower, you'll be a source of my power. It takes a lot of energy to transform a human. You know, think of it as an investment. Yeah. Whenever you have sex, even if it's not with me, some of that energy will flow into me, nurturing me, empowering me. The more power I have, the greater the magic I can use, the stronger my standing will be among the monster kind. If you become mine, I'll require you to have frequent sex. The wilder, the more passionate, the better. My only rule is that the lovemaking must always be consensual. If it's not, and I will know, there will be dire consequences. But I am confident I don't need to worry about that from you. You will have the power, the confidence to charm and seduce, to tease and to love when a woman offers her body to you. It will be because she craves you desperately and for no other reason. I don't care who you have sex with. You could have 100 one-night stands, start your own harem, or settle down with the love of your life and have a big happy family. Oh, but fair warning, since you'll be an incubus, having lots of sex with the same woman will inevitably transform her into a succubus. And, of course, any children you father will be monsters as well. It's not required, but you're more than welcome to corrupt women, turning them into succubi and impregnating them with your demonic offspring. It's considered quite an honor among my kind. Actually, for one of your own converts to make their own, but again, it must be consensual and fully informed, as I'm doing right now. So you know, and our time is almost up, baby. It's time for you to make your choice. Let me get off of you. Watch me bend over, baby. I'm spreading myself wide for you. Make your choice. Leave now and you'll never see me again. Your cock will ache unbearably. Your balls will feel full to bursting. But you'll recover. But if you accept, then step forward. Oh, yes, my good boy. Grab my hips, line yourself up, and ravage me. Oh, you're not going to regret this. I'm gonna make you feel so good, baby. Oh, yes. Go wild, baby. Bound into me. Be as rough as you want. I can take it. My body was built to take it. You're hitting me so deep. Your cock fills me so well. I'm getting close, honey. Oh, and you feel my pussy clench around your cock. There's no way you're gonna be able to hold back. Hold on, stop. I wanna ride you, baby. I want you to watch my tits bounce as I grind into your hips. Just lay back. Enjoy it. This is the pleasure that you've earned. Yes. Oh, this is my favorite position. Oh, you want to know why? Oh, because I get to look at your handsome face, honey. Oh, because I get to look deep into those gorgeous eyes of yours as you turn from me. Oh, they're going to be such a beautiful shade of crimson. Moon for me. Groan and back your hips into me as I work myself on your cock. Up and down. Up and down and up and down. Yes. This is it. The point of no return. Are you ready to be fully immersed in the greatest fuck of your life? This isn't going to be like a normal orgasm, honey. You are going to erupt. Yes. And you'll keep coming. It'll be like a wave. Don't fight it. Just ride it. Ride your pleasures all the way to the end. Give it to me, baby. Give me your sperm. Oh, your devotion. Your pleasure. Oh, I can feel you throbbing so much. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, pump your cum inside of me, baby. Make me cum at the same time as you. Yes. Empty your balls inside of me, yes. Yes. Fuck. You did such a good job, baby. Congratulations. You're a monster now. How do you feel? Exhausted. That's okay. Oh, I'm pretty worn out too, actually. None of my sisters told me just how much energy that was going to take. Corrupting humans is tiring work. Oh, before you start dozing off, let me take a selfie to commemorate the occasion. Smile. Oh, good angle, huh? Great view of my ass. Oh, don't worry. I won't share it with anyone unless you give me permission to. I know my sisters would love to see it, though. My first follower! I'm so happy. I've dreamed about this moment for years. Oh, oops. I forgot about that. See, I'm inside your head now. I'm a part of you, in a way. But let's worry about that later. You've got a lot to experiment with, a lot to learn about your powers and the way of the world, but for now, just rest, baby. We can go again whenever you feel ready. I have such plans for you, my champion. Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun.